Hello and welcome to our second episode of Mom, Wife, Wannabe Boss. Thanks for being here with me, your host, Serena. I'm so happy to be here and I'm happy to talk about all these things that I find so exciting. I really want to be here for you stay-at-home moms and hold you accountable for making the necessary changes we need towards self-improvement in order to lead happier, more successful lives. Let's get into today's topic. So, journaling. I am so excited to talk to you about journaling and how making this a daily practice can help you have a more positive and productive day. And it is proven. It is proven. So if we know these things are proven, we need to be a little more proactive and do something about it. Because if we want to be moms that are successful, that are disciplined, and all the good things, we need to put these things into place. So let's get into it. Let's start with what journaling can look like. Because for a busy mom, you might be like, I don't even have time to shower. How am I going to find time to sit there and write these things down? So what it can look like is not writing and you typing. Because yes, as a mom, I used to journal and I used to always handwrite it. But sometimes now I have so much to write as a mom, as a wife, and I need to let it all out. And sometimes it's 3 pages long and my hand starts cramping. And then I don't want to journal anymore and I don't want to be deterred away from it. So my solution was to start typing it out. And I think it's still as helpful. I just like the look and feel of a handwritten journal. But hey, so I have a working document in my G Drive and I have kind of like a template that I fill out every day, and that is my journaling practice. So it can look like a working document on your computer. It can look like you physically writing it out in a journal, or it can look like you just keeping daily notes of things that you want to get done, or any record of you writing things down about your day and, I guess, organizing your thoughts and your to-dos. I think that's a journal. So if you were to keep all your to-dos or your lists in a compiled place, I would consider that a journal. And you can look back at that and say, like, oh, this day I posted my first podcast, because you have on your to-do list, share your first podcast. And you can reminisce through it and it's a good feeling. So yeah, I would consider that a journal. So that's what journaling can look like. You can type it, you can write it, and you can just jot it down as busy moms. So what does journaling do for us moms, wives, and entrepreneurs that have a million things on our minds all day, every day, from the moment we wake up till the moment we are knocked out? It can organize your thoughts, and that is such a relieving feeling. And I think the most important benefit to journaling, and what I need, because like I said, we have a million thoughts per second. So to get them out, to lay it all out, to kind of relieve that stress and anxiety that is going through our brains, it is so therapeutic to journal and get it out onto paper. It organizes your thoughts. It gives you clarity, and it gives you clarity in your relationships, in your business, in motherhood. It's relieving, which is like my number two as to what journaling does. It's relieving stress and anxiety, of course, because you're organizing your thoughts and you're getting clarity, which also leads to the number three, which is gives us direction. So when we have clarity, we can have a better sense of direction. It helps us be a little more purposeful because we understand ourselves a little more. We understand where we want our day to go. We understand our emotions better, to understand our capabilities throughout the day. And that also increases our self-esteem and our confidence. Just journal. Just trust me. So lastly, to get into what my journaling practice looks like to, I guess, give you some direction if you feel completely lost in this, because you're like, there are a million things. What do I actually even write about? I have a template, like I said, And it starts with what I've learned. So I look at the day before and what I've learned in my previous day. It could be a life lesson. It could be a biblical lesson. It could be anything. It could be something about my personality. It could be a food I liked. Something I learned from the day before. Number two is my intention for the day. And sometimes in the morning, I'm too exhausted to even think about what I want to intend for the day. And I skip it, and that's okay. And sometimes it will be that I want to be more loving to my kids, or more loving to my husband, or be more present with my kids. And that's usually what it is. And that's okay. I can repeat it. And then number three is the three things that I'm grateful for, of course. And you can join me in my Facebook group and let me know what your three things are every morning, and show up with me with gratitude and starting our day on a positive note. Then I have the top three things that I wanna do by the end of the day that I can check off throughout the day, and at the end of the day say, at least I did these three things and I feel accomplished. What are those three things? None of this has to be complicated. It could be making a phone call. It could be taking a shower. Do not complicate it. Our lives are complicated enough, mamas. And then lastly is, I guess, like the meaty journal part, which is just everything that I want to get out. It could be how I'm feeling in my marriage. It could be what my kids are going through. It could be milestones that my kids are making. It is anything. And this journaling practice came back to life when I was pregnant with my first child. And I just wanted to document what my pregnancy was like. And it kind of has kept going since then. And there's so many benefits. Just journal, okay? You learn something every day, so you can write about that. And there's just so much that we experience on a day-to-day basis, and I encourage you to get it out on paper, get it documented, get it in a place where you can reference back and you can look back and you have those details, because we can't remember everything and we're not going to. So it's a great way to document life experiences, and so beneficial. So I'm just going to leave you with this quote that I really admire and that I feel like is a really important reason to why we should journal. And that quote is, "Journal writing gives us insights into who we are, who we were, and who we can become." And that's by Sandra Marinella. And that really hits home, because journaling for me has given me a lot of insight to myself, to my feelings, to why I behave the way I behave, why I say the things I say, why I think the things that I think. And it helps me improve every day. It helps gain clarity on who I am, how much I improved and how much I have changed from the person that I used to be and the person that I really want to be. Yeah, I'll leave you with that. And next week, I'll be back talking to you about financial dependency, what that's been like as a stay-at-home mom, and how drastic that change was for me and learning to adapt to that. So thanks for joining me. I really appreciate you. And before I go, I just want to remind you to stop and take a deep breath, the deepest breath that you will take all day. I want you to feel it through your body. From breathing into your nose, where that air goes, feel it down your neck, down your shoulders. You might even hear your shoulders crack. And I want you to feel it through your body and ground yourselves a little before we leave here today. And then if you can also please share this episode with another mom, that will encourage her a little more today. I know she would appreciate it. And I hope you got something out of it. And I encouraged you to take a few moments every day and journal. It will be very therapeutic. It will help you as a mom, as a wife, and as an entrepreneur. Get those million thoughts out and relieve a little more tension and stress and anxiety that we face day to day. And I know we can all use that, so hey. All right, so thanks for being here. See you next week. Bye.